In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
Chime, absolute banger to start this morning from Lit. Banger.
It's lit.
We are going to get to Bill O'Brien, the head coach of Boston College football, coming up in about 15 minutes, as we always do on the show on Thursdays. And we will get as many leads in momentarily as we can. And then I'm guessing the rest of the leads after Bill O'Brien, and they set it at 7:20, and the news with Courtney coming up at 7:45 this morning. But right now, let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Chime, great one this morning. That is Hash Pipe from Weezer, which I believe was their first. Well, Undone may have been their first hit.
Yeah.
Curtis, you would know better than I. Yep. You're a big Weezer fan.
I mean, isn't that the Buddy Holly group?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Sean, good morning. Your lead today?
Yeah, good morning, Greg. So yesterday, Don Sweeney spoke to the media following the firing of head coach Jim Montgomery. And I got to tell you, I don't love it. I don't love what Sweeney had to say. I don't believe half the things he said.
Oh, wait, are you calling him disingenuous?
Yes, I don't believe that you genuinely offered Jim Montgomery a contract in the offseason, which he then turned down, and you fired him 20 games into the next season. That doesn't necessarily make sense to me, because if you really had, if you were considering it enough in the offseason that he needed to just start poorly, it's not even like they're the worst team in hockey. They're like just below 500, 20 games in, and you wanted to can his ass. There's no way you were willing to give him a contract extension in the offseason, because if that's the case, you would have been on the hook for however long the contract was, which, by the way, doesn't make sense from a from the Jacobs family who owns this team, who doesn't want to pay a ton of money to people. Like, that doesn't, none of that makes sense, first of all. Second of all, then you go and like, yeah, no, Jim didn't lose the locker room. Okay, then why did you fire him? Well, we just need to make changes. Well, why? Why do you need to make changes? Is it because the players you brought in and the players you signed to big contracts aren't working, Don? I don't quite get it. Please make it make sense. Thank you.
I mean, he did suggest that he were next. If things,
it's all on me now, he claims.
He said it was all on him now. And so if if things don't go well, then he at least he has identified that it is going to be on him.
Nelly will be looking for a new head coach. GM.
You don't believe that they offered Jim Montgomery some sort of an extension, and that the money was the issue for Jim Montgomery?
No, I don't believe that for a single second.
Interesting. Okay. Shime, thank you.
You're
Curtis,
welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. I was going to rip the Bruins and use a Marchand cut, but I have to just do this much quicker.
Okay.
September 30th, 2024, so that's what, less than 2 months ago?
Mm-hmm.
Sam Kennedy to the Boston Globe. We just don't like to talk publicly about our payroll plans because we see it as a competitive disadvantage. Okay. Today, November 21st, 2024. Michael Silverman, Boston Globe, owned by Papa Henry. There is an extreme urgency internally to spend, said Sam Kennedy, quote, even if it takes us over the CBT, unquote.
Okay. We got action.
Do these people not know the internet exists? Like, we're not even 2 months.
Is it not okay for them to change their approach to doing business?
So I would just ask Sam, why are you doing something that gives your teams a competitive advantage?
Maybe they're responding to the interest from the fan base.
Oh, they definitely have the...
You know what fans love? Being told about something instead of somebody just doing it.
They hear the rumblings from the fans. They're not going to do anything. Same old Red Sox.
Oh, so you're going to defend this?
No, I'm going to say that... No, I'm going to do like anything else. You know, I'm going to...
take him at his word?
No, I'm going to see where they're at.
We don't like to talk publicly about our payroll plans because we see it as a competitive disadvantage.
I'm going to see where they're at, then I'm going to use common sense to be like, is it smart for them to do this and then not do anything? Or is it them
full throttle?
Them saying something and them
burn
actually going to do it?
It's a good question.
Yeah. Does he have a PR team?
I can't.
Curtis is suggesting that you, and honestly me a little bit when it comes to Juan Soto,
right,
have the hook in our mouth and that we are falling for it yet again.
Yeah, we're drinking the Kool-Aid.
When it comes to the
Red Sox. I don't think they're gonna give us the Kool-Aid again knowing that they've already been doing that for the past couple of years. Like the Gerard Mayo thing, okay, he even slipped up and said, you know what? I was wrong about that, so he probably won't say that again. We won't hear that from him. If Gerard Mayo comes out again and says this offseason, for example, oh, we going to burn some cash? I'm gonna believe a little bit that there's some whispers in the building that they're looking to spend money.
I heard an argument for the Red Sox and Juan Soto, which is that Juan Soto or Scott Boras, or who's speaking for him, are telling teams that they want the long-term deal, but they also want an out for Juan Soto. So, like, a 4 or 5 year opportunity to get out of it.
Right, because guys with options will sign that.
And that might make this more attractive to the Red Sox because you're only spending big money
right, for
4 years or I would 5 years that. On Juan Soto.
What about spending $2 million a year and not having to pay anything for 20 years for the best player in baseball?
Well, because he's not going to do a Shohei deal.
But that would have been a great thing last year, right?
Right, but you got to have a guy who want to do that. Juan ain't doing that.
Right. The guy that we all wanted them to sign wanted to do that, and they had no interest.
Right, but Shohei wants to do that. You got to have the player want to do that.
Right, that's what I'm saying. He wanted to do it last year, and this ownership group had no interest in it.
No, he didn't want to be here.
Don't you think there's a bit of a change, though, Curtis? Because last year they had the excuse of, all right, we're getting Heim Bloom out of here. We're bringing in Breslow. So that's the big change that we're making as the Red Sox organization, and maybe fans will buy in to that. Now it's another season with a new guy in Craig Breslow, and they're still bad. So now they actually have to spend the money. Like, yeah. I think they had a cop-out last offseason because they made that change.
Right, but it was less than 2 months ago he said doing this kind of conversation was competitively disadvantageous for them, and now he's saying this because I believe they're not going to get Soto, and he's cushioning the blow saying, don't worry, we're going to spend elsewhere.
He forgot he had said it.
He probably did.
I mean, honestly, think about all the stuff we said. I can't remember what we said. What's today? Thursday?
Yeah, today is Thursday.
See, we can't remember what we said Wednesday, so imagine 2 months ago.
Bingo.
All right. Well, a couple leads under our belt.
Mm-hmm.
We will talk with Bill O'Brien next from Boston College and then get to the rest of this morning's leads after that on the Thursday Greg Hill Show here at WEEI.